Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President at John Maxwell Company. Welcome, and thank you for joining. Today's topic is leading when times are good. Perry, this is interesting, and I even mentioned to you, wow, we often hear about people talking about leadership is made in the tough times. And so this title really intrigued me, and I know that it really came up from a coaching call that you had with, you know, one of the clients that we help in at the John Maxwell Company. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that and how we even got to the point where we came up with leading when times are good.
Yeah, it was funny. I asked the coachee on our monthly call, I said, how's business? He said, never better. I said, how's the team? He goes, we've got some challenges. I said, what? And as we worked through the challenges, it occurred to me, and I started writing notes, and I actually wrote an article on this to blog about, was, you know, we always say, like you said, that it takes a captain on to steer a ship on storm. Anybody can steer a ship on calm sea. It takes a leader to steer a ship on rough seas. Well, what I'm learning is it really takes a captain on calm seas as well, because what I learned was, is when things are going good, when the goals are being met, when the targets are being hit, our natural human tendency is to say, I did it, and we back off, we slow down. You can use the word complacency sometimes pops in. It doesn't have to be as bad as complacent. We just back off. I don't wonder if you've seen something similar.
Well, absolutely. And really what we're talking about here today is around level three influence and how as a leader do we continue to have influence at level three, where people are continuing to have reasons to want to follow us, and we're continuing to produce no matter if it's in the good times and bad times, which leads back to what John says, everything rises and falls on leadership. Yeah. So to your point, it is about that captain. What's interesting is, and I think that this was ingrained into me again, you can obviously just tell from the podcast and my story and journey, I'm very influenced by John. Mm-hmm. He said something that he tends to take things and make them very simple. Right, which works for me as a former football player. I can actually kind of comprehend it.
Yeah.
He said to us one time, he said, I'll never understand why when things are going really, really well, times are good, people take vacations. And I thought, wow, yeah. He goes, man, when things aren't going right and you can't do anything right and this, that, go take a vacation, right? He said, when things are going well, as a leader, what you need to be doing is you need to be being aggressive. You need to continue to innovate. You need to continue to adjust and to empower your team and continue to, you know, he used the gas pedal. Man, keep it floored. And oh, by the way, when things aren't going well, I have no problem with you taking a vacation, right, or taking some time off. So with a leader, right, make sure that good times don't derail you, your great efforts to get, hold on. So, Perry, I have this question for you as we transition here. What can a leader do to make sure that good times don't derail your great efforts that got you there?
Yeah, so I'm thinking about it and came up with four or five ideas there. Number one, and we teach this in five levels quite a bit, at level three, as you said, is vision. I'm all about making the goal. I'm all about making the milestone, but if the team thinks, or if you think, even worse, if
that's
the team
right.
thinks that we have made it, then it's easy to back off. But if they really understand it's just a milestone along a longer journey, that we continue to cast the vision every chance we get, that we're always, the destination has not been reached, that we're in the journey, but we're doing good. We're doing well, probably the right English there.
Right.
We're making progress. We're hitting those key performance indicators. However, there's further to go. And I think people back off if they don't know, if they think we've arrived when we really are just on the journey.
Yeah, I agree. And one of the other things I would add to that thought is, I was reading a statistic, and they interviewed 40,000 different team members from different industries. And what was interesting was that 85% of them could not name the top three or four objectives of the organization. Mm-hmm. And so that got me thinking, like, that's going to happen true when times are bad. As John says, it's a great exaggerator, momentum. Or when things are well, going well, business is going well. Profits are up, EBITDA is up, all those things are up. And so when I thought about that, I thought, man, that is right there. We need to make sure that as leaders, we continue to focus on what we and what our team do really, really well, and continue to make sure that that aligns with where the organization is going, so that they can, you know, snap of a hat, name the top three goals of the objectives of the organization. And the last thing I'll say here is if there was no need for change, I think this is a great comment. Leaders, there's probably no need for you.
You can tweet that right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Perry Holly.
Yeah,
right
no
there.
Need for change or no need for you.
The John Maxwell Company, Perry Holly. And so, man, like that is so true. And if that's the case, there wouldn't need to be a captain of the boat on good times.
Right.
And so that is not the case.
Right. Another one that I was thinking of was making sure you and the team continually do your daily disciplines. What I find for me personally, this is my personal life leading me, is I have a certain routine, a morning routine, set things I do to get my reading in and get my my development in, and then with my job to do the daily things that I know are required to get me where I'm going. And I take weight loss. We're trying to get in shape, and you're losing weight. And I had a goal. I hit the goal.
Feel good.
And get up the next morning and break the routine. Start to do the bad habits. Why would you do that? It's just human nature that does that. Is that even when I hit the goal, it's now vision. What's the next goal, Perry? And then go to the next. And now I keep going. Keep doing the daily disciplines of success.
My wife calls that the Chris weight loss yo-yo, which I'm notorious for, right? You get to a point to where you feel good about that. It's interesting you say that because with my kids, I say this a lot. Small things lead to big things. Mm-hmm. And I think at times when things are going well for our team, our leadership, our organization, if we're not careful, we'll take our eyes, we'll lose focus off of those small things. John, in the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, talks about the law of scoreboard. And what's interesting about this is he uses a lot of athletic illustrations. And I started thinking about this as I was preparing, and I thought, man, I'm a huge sports fan. I know you are as well, probably a lot of our listeners. In every sport, there's a scoreboard, right? And so as leaders and as organizations, both when times are not going well but are going well, we need to make sure that we are continuing to have a scoreboard in front of the team, continuing, like I talked about, to push them, to engage them, to innovate, to change while things are going well. And I just thought about that. I was like, man, so many organizations, they just don't have scoreboards. And if they do have scoreboards, maybe they're not measuring the right things. Maybe they're not, to your point, measuring those small things. And here's what's going to happen. If you don't have it, leader, and things are going well, you're never going to begin to see the shift happen, and you're not going to be able to make an adjustment in time.
Right.
And before you know it, you're going to be like, wow, I went from being this incredible leader to I can't lead anything. And so I would just encourage you to make sure that you are tracking what matters, track the right things, track the progress, and not just the end result of, oh, look at our numbers this month. They look great. Or look at the impact we're having on people. That looks great. Like, what are those small things that lead to those big things?
Right. Well, it's so true. And it's for me especially is, and I have this little mantra that I've written about, and I kind of remind myself, small things done daily, consistently, over time, remarkable results. And that we're really good at setting, leaders especially, setting really big, audacious goals.
Yeah.
The problem is it's easy to not feel like I have time today, or it's too hard, or I'll do it tomorrow. Or if I had a small goal, John actually teaches a concept called irreducible minimums.
Yeah.
What's the least you could do that cannot be reduced that you have to do, but there's a key word at the end? Everybody said, I can do that. I said, well, there's one more word, every day.
Yeah.
What do you mean by every day? Every day.
Yeah.
And that's what we start to break down on. So if you track it, for me, I find that I can easily fool myself. Go back to the weight loss yo-yo. As my brother asked me, how much weight have you lost? I said, 60 pounds. Wow, that's a lot. I lost 30 of it twice because I got there, and then I put it back on.
I'm going to use that.
I'm doing really well. It's just I'm yo-yoing, like you said.
Well, you know, one other thing, when we talk about this and we talk about keeping the team focused and we talk about measuring, one of the things that I've seen work successfully in making sure that momentum stays where it's at and the business continues to stay on track during good times is collaboration. A lot of times when we have problems or when the seas are rough, we go, man, we need everybody to come in here. How are we going to fix this?
Right.
But when we're by ourselves or when things are going well, we're like, we're good.
I got this.
You got the bait. I got this. And so one of the things I've seen work really well is from a collaboration standpoint is with the team, ask the question, what should we be measuring? Are we measuring the right things? Are we tracking the right things? You know, what are we not tracking that we should be tracking? And the other thing is that in our team at the John Maxwell Company, one of the things that we do, and we learned this a couple of years ago, we call it triads. Mm-hmm. And it's where if I have an idea, if I have a thought, if I have whatever, or a team member does, we go and we get two other people, maybe even from different departments, maybe from the sales department, marketing, whatever. And we say, here's an idea. What do you think about this? Or, hey, I'm concerned about this. Or, and then you just do a little stand-up quick triad just to make sure that everybody's mind's staying sharp and you're thinking about different ideas. And so we just use this little term called triads periodically in our team to make sure that we're not getting stale even when the times are good.
Yeah, well, John says all of us are smarter than one of us. And
That's right.
Just helps me to get out of my own head and like to collaborate. I also find, I think this might be the fifth one for me, was celebration. Mm. You know, it's hard, especially in tough times, it's hard to remember to celebrate small victories. But in good times, you do want to, the milestones, doesn't have to be a, you know, an offsite, barbecue lunch for everybody, but it could be small celebrations along the way to help celebrate the small wins so that it's a great time to remind them, this is a small win. It's not we're not there. We've still got places to go. But celebration seems to be overlooked sometimes, and I like it myself because it gives me little points along the way to stay connected with the journey.
It allows you to, at times like that, communicate and restate the vision continue to establish energy around what you're doing. John's really good at this, and this is kind of a model that I've grown up with in our organization. When I say good at it, I kind of chuckle in thinking about preparing for this and how he has lived this out, because here's what I would encourage you to do. Celebrate the small wins, like you said, but celebrate them quickly, meaning right after the win.
Right.
Don't have a team or something achieve something you guys set out on the scoreboard or a goal and then say, hey, we're going to celebrate that next month. Like, figure out how to get it done within that week or the next week. And why I chuckle is because I can think back of all these little celebrations, and to your point, they don't have to be big, right? They could be box lunches for everybody, right, and whatever, anything. Mm-hmm. I think back about some of the celebrations that we've had, and they've been dinners or they've been lunches or they've been, hey, here's a gift card, man, we hit this goal or whatever. And he quickly goes straight into, now put your seatbelt on,
right. Because
here's what we're here to do. Here's our vision. This is what I'm challenging you to do. This is where we're going. And before you know it, you leave the meeting and you forgot the fact that you were there celebrating something and you began to get recharged. And so just make sure that you acknowledge small wins, celebrate them quickly after accomplishing them, and don't miss the opportunity, even when the times are good, to recast that vision and to reestablish additional energy on top of that that the team already has.
Fantastic. Well, the five that we talked about were vision, vision, vision,
yep.
Do the daily disciplines, track what matters, collaborate, and celebrate. As you wrap it up, because how can you encourage our team, even if times are good, and they are right now in most of the world,
economies are
booming and the business is there, it's always challenges, but it's really, on comparison, it's really a good time. How would you encourage our listeners?
I think the biggest encouragement for you would be two things. One was the last point that I just talked about, celebration. They don't have to be over the top. Make them small. Do them quickly after accomplishing the goal. And don't miss the opportunity to let the team know that they need to tighten the seatbelt, okay? Because use it to recast the vision, the energy, where we're going. Continue to build on that momentum. I talked earlier about, I think, now's the time to continue to push and innovate and think. And then my last challenge for you is around the scoreboard, the law of scoreboard. Continue to ask the team, even in good times, are we measuring the right thing? Mm-hmm. Because here's why that's so important. Number one, are you measuring? Let me back up. And then are we measuring the right thing? Yeah. Because as an organization, as a leader, and I use the example, maybe we've even shared it on this podcast before. If you're on a plane and your coordinates are just a hair off and you leave LA and you're headed to Atlanta, you know, by the time you get to the Midwest, you may think a little bit about we're not going to the right, but by the time you get to Atlanta, you could end up landing, you know, in Orlando. And so if you're not tracking and you're not measuring the right things, you may not be able to adjust the right time to be able to to build off that momentum. Okay. So those would be my two things for the listeners today.
Great reminder. Thank you. Well, and as another reminder, if you'd like to learn more about the five levels, perhaps have a workshop at your location, you can always go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can also leave us a comment or a question there. We always like hearing from you, and we're grateful for you listening. And that's all for today. So thanks for joining us on the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.